John 10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief or a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this picture for speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have become for me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have no listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters in. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down from my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is a demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去。这样的人就是贼，就是强盗。而从门进去的，才是羊的牧人。看门的就给他开门，羊也能听见他的声音。他按着名字叫自己的羊，把羊一只只领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就走在前面，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着主人，只跟着其他人，这是不对的，因为羊只跟着他的主人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣就由他对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是看羊的门。凡在我以前先来的人都是贼人，是强盗，羊不会听他们的话。我就是羊的门，凡从我这里进来的 必然得救，而且出入者有草料吃。盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏人间的事物。我来了，是要叫羊或者人得到生命，而且让他们活得更丰盛、更旺盛。我是一个好的自由牧人，好牧人为羊舍弃自己的生命。若是雇工，则不是牧人，羊也不会跟随他们。他看见狼来，就会撇下羊群逃走。狼会抓住羊，赶走了所有的羊群。雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，他并不去念及羊的生命。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。正如我的父亲认识我，我也认识我的父亲一样，并且我会为羊舍弃自己的生命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们出来，他们也要听到我的声音，并且要和其他羊合到一群去，归为一个牧人。我慈爱的父亲爱着我，因我将会最终把我的命舍去，最后我也会取命而来。没有人夺取我的生命，是我自己舍去的。我把自己的权柄舍去了，但是我也有权利把我的权柄再取回来。这就是我听从我的天父所受的命令。犹太人为这些话又起了新的纷争，内中有好些人说，他这个人一定是被魔鬼附身了，而且疯了，为什么要听他的话呢？又有人说，这难道不就是鬼附身所说的话吗？鬼能叫人瞎眼的人又开了眼睛吗？在耶路撒冷有修殿节，那是冬天的时候，耶稣在殿里的所罗门的殿堂下行走，犹太人包围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到几时呢？你若真的是基督，就应该清清楚楚地告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，但是你们偏不信。我是奉我天父之名所行事，我可以为我自己做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。我的羊会遵循着我的声音，而我也认识他们，他们必定会跟着我。我会赐予我的羊群永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺走。我的父亲把羊赐予给我，他的能量比整个宇宙都大，谁也不能从我的父亲手里把他们夺去。我与父亲原为一体。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 我们第二阶段的节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第18讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the 18th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, below is my today's personal study summary. In today's paragraph, Jesus talked about being the good shepherd, using the example of the sheep and their shepherd to share a really important message. He starts off by saying that anyone who sneaks into the sheep pen through a different way is like a thief. The true shepherd who enters through the gate is someone the sheep recognize and trust. They know his voice and follow with him, but they would run away from someone they don't recognize. Jesus explains that he is that shepherd. He says he lays down his life for his sheep, showing how much he cares for them. Unlike a hired hand who might run away when trouble comes, like a wolf, Jesus stays and protects his sheep. He emphasizes that he truly knows his sheep just like he knows the Father, and he promises to give them eternal life. He also mentions he has other sheep who are not part of this flock, and he will bring them together. This creates one big flock with one shepherd. Jesus reveals that his Father loves him because he is willing to lay down his life, but he also has the power to take it back up again. When someone in the crowd hear him, they have mixed reactions. Some think he's crazy or possessed by a demon, while others are amazed and question how somebody like him could open the eyes of the blind. Later, while in the temple, the Jews ask him directly if he's the Messiah. Jesus says he already told them through his actions, but they don't believe because they aren't his sheep. He assures them that his sheep hear his voice, know him, and will never be taken away from him or the Father. In a powerful statement, he concludes by declaring that he and the Father are one. Now, let my beloved English sister make a go for the summary.
Hello, sister. In this story, we have to analyze good the different persons and their roles.
你好，妹妹。在今天的这个章节当中，我们必须很好地分析不同的人和他们的角色。
The sheep pen is the invisible global true church of Jesus Christ. It has a door. Here we meet the door of the Gospel of Matthew again, that we have to go in through the narrow door for to become Jesus' disciples.
羊圈是耶稣基督看不见的全球真教会，它实际上有一扇门。在这里，我们又遇见了马太福音中的门。我们必须通过这道窄门，才能成为耶稣的门徒。
Only those who enter the sheep pen through the door are true Christians. But Jesus said that there are people who enter the sheep pen by another way. It is interesting who they are and what they steal.
只有那些从门进入羊圈的人才是真正的基督徒。但耶稣本人说，有些人从另一条路进入羊圈的。有趣的是，他们是谁？他们又偷到了什么东西？
There can be a lot of people who don't enter the sheep pen through the door. False preachers, traditional Christians, religious persons. Jesus warns us of them. They are robbers. They steal your money, your time, your joy and peace if you don't be careful and have community with them.
有很多人不会从门进入羊圈，比如说假传教士、传统的所谓基督徒和所谓的宗教人士。耶稣警告我们要提防这些人，他们是强盗。如果你不小心与他们交往，他们就会偷走你的时间、金钱、快乐和平安。
Then we have the doorkeeper. This is God Father and the Holy Spirit because they lead us to repentance.
然后我们就有守门人。这是天父和圣灵，因为他们引导我们悔改。
True Christians hear and know the voice of Jesus, as you mentioned. Even they are false people in the sheep pen, which came to rob and murder. The sheep of Jesus don't follow them because they know the voice of the good pastor, who is Jesus Christ.
真正的基督徒会听到并认识你提到的耶稣的声音。即使羊圈中有假冒的人来抢劫和谋杀，耶稣的羊群也不会跟随他们，因为他们认识耶稣基督本人这样的好牧师， 并能听出他的声音。
The hired ones are people who work for the Lord Jesus here on earth, but they don't work good. They run away when there is danger.
雇工所谓的就是在地上为主耶稣做工的人，但实际上他们做的事情并不好。一旦有危险，他们自己就会先走了。
But Jesus was a good pastor because he gave his life for the sheep, and that was his mission here on earth.
但是耶稣则是一位好牧师，因为他为羊群献出了自己的生命，而且这是在他人世间的使命。Okay.Based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, who does Jesus identify himself as in this passage, and what does he mean by being the good shepherd? 耶稣在这段经文中将自己定义为谁？而他所说的好牧人又是什么意思呢？
He explains that he is a good shepherd. We can trust in him that he will keep us safe, as it is written in Psalm 23:2.
他解释说他是一位好牧人，我们可以相信他，他会保佑我们，正如撒母耳记上第23章所写的一样。
A part of Jesus Christ are bad shepherds too in this world, and we have to apart us from them.
除了耶稣基督本人以外，这个世界上也有很多不好的牧人，我们必须与耶稣本人区分来。 Next one. So, sister, what's the significance of the sheep recognizing the shepherd voice? How does this relate to our relationship with Jesus?
羊能认出牧人的声音，这样有什么意义呢？这又与我们与耶稣之间的关系有什么关联呢？
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can hear if a message comes out of Jesus, or if there is somebody who wants us to betray us in speaking something similar to the words of Jesus.
在圣灵的帮助下，我们可以听见是否有信息来自于耶稣本人，或者是否有人想通过说一些与耶稣的话来背叛我们。
But we don't only listen to the words, we hear the voice of the whom is speaking to, so we know if we can believe or it is just a trick.
但我们不仅仅只听话，我们还能听出说话者的声音。所以我们知道我们是否可以相信，或者这仅仅是一个骗局。Nice issue, sister. Therefore, in what ways does Jesus contrast himself with the hired hand? Why is it important the good shepherd cares for his sheep? 耶稣在哪些方面将自己与雇工进行了对比呢？为什么好牧人照料他的羊很重要呢？
The hired hand is somebody who is taking care of the sheep too. There are a lot of hired hands in the Church of Jesus today, but the hired hand is running away when a situation becomes dangerous. The good shepherd stays.
雇工也是照看羊群的人。今天耶稣的教堂里有很多雇工，但是当情况变得危险的时候，雇工就会随着情况不好而逃跑。但是好牧人则会留下来。Next issue. What does Jesus mean when he says he lays down his life for the sheep? How does this relate to the concept of sacrifice in the Christian faith? 耶稣说他为羊舍命，到底是什么意思呢？这与基督教信仰中的牺牲概念又有什么关联呢？
Jesus gave his life at the cross of Calvary for us.In Jewish religion, the Jews had to sacrifice each year a sheep for to wash away their sins. The sacrifice of Jesus was one sacrifice which is valid for eternity. His blood washes us clean from former sins, the sins we commit in our days and the sins we commit in the future.
耶稣在加略列山上十字架上为我们献出了生命。在犹太教中，犹太人必须每年祭献出一只羊来清洗他们的罪孽。 耶稣本人的牺牲是有永恒有效的牺牲，他的血清洗了我们过去作为人类的罪孽，我们今天犯下的罪孽，以及我们将来犯下的罪孽。Next one, sister, what does the phrase "I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen" indicate about Jesus' mission? Who do you think these other sheep represent? 我还有其他的羊，不属于这个羊圈。 这句话说明了耶稣的使命到底是什么呢？你认为这些其他的羊又代表了谁呢？
Jesus came first of all to the Jewish people, but he had more than only Jewish people in his sheep pen. The other sheep he had were the Gentiles, the Greek, and all the other tribes on earth which exist. And the secret of God is that he will unite our church with members of all the people in the world in his sheep pen.
耶稣首先来到犹太人中间，但他的羊圈里不仅仅只有犹太人，他的其他羊都是外邦人、希腊人和地球上存在的所有其他部落。上帝的秘密则是，他将在他的羊圈里将世界上所有的民族成员联合起来，组成共同一个教会。Next issue. Therefore, sister, how does Jesus' statement "I and the Father are one" clarify his identity and the role as the Son of God? 耶稣的话，我与父亲原为一体，这句话如何阐明了他作为上帝之子的身份和角色呢？
First, Jesus, God Father, and the Holy Spirit are only one God in three persons. Second, Jesus is acting absolutely according to the will of his Father, so he can say that they are one.
第一条就是耶稣、天父、圣灵是三位一体的神。第二条则是耶稣完全按照天父的旨意行事，所以他可以说他们是一体。Next one. So, sister, what are some of the reasons given for why the Jewish leaders didn't believe Jesus? How can this teach us about the importance of faith and belief in our own lives? 犹太领袖不相信耶稣的原因有哪些呢？这如何教导信仰和信念在我们自己生活中的重要性呢？
The Jewish leaders were very religious persons. They were captured in their own traditions and interpretations of the Holy Scriptures.
犹太领袖们都是虔诚的宗教人士，他们深陷于自己的传统和对于圣经的解读当中。But
the faith in Jesus is just the opposite of this. He is the life and he wants relationship, not religion. He wants to give us all and that we can stop trying to earn something by religious acts from God.
但对耶稣的信仰恰恰的相反，他就是生命本身。他想要的是建立关系，而不是什么宗教。他想要给予我们一切，让我们不再试图通过宗教行为从上帝那里获得到什么。Next issue. What does Jesus promise his sheep regarding eternal life? How does this assurance impact the Christian's faith? 关于永生，耶稣对他的羊群又许诺了什么呢？这一保证对耶稣基督信仰有何影响呢？
When he gives his life for us and takes it again, he has overcome the death and the devil. So it is promised several times in the Gospel of John, the people who believe in Jesus Christ and place their faith in him will have eternal life.
当他为我们舍命又取回生命的时候，他就已经战胜了死亡和魔鬼。 因此，正如约翰福音中多次应许的那样，相信耶稣基督并靠他的人， 最终会得到永生。Nice one, sister. How do the reactions of the crowd to Jesus' teachings reflect different perspectives on faith and belief? What can we learn from that today? 人群对耶稣教导的反应，如何反映出了对信仰的不同看法呢？我们今天能从中又学习到什么呢？
The crowd was divided. Some said that Jesus had a demon. Others said a possessed person cannot speak like Jesus did and not do the miracles he did.
人群产生了分歧。一些人说耶稣被魔鬼附身，另一些人说被鬼附身的人不能像耶稣那样讲话，也不能像耶稣那样行神迹。
We learn from the text today that we should not discuss or seek divisions among the people, but just believe. The things that Jesus spoke and did are enough evidence that he is the Son of God, and we will have eternal life through him.
我们从今天的经文当中学习到，我们不应该讨论和在人们当中制造分裂，而应该相信耶稣所说和所做的事情足以证明他是上帝之子，我们将通过他最终获得永生。
Next one. Why is it important for Christians to understand the relationship between Jesus and the Father as described in this passage? How does this understanding shape our faith?
为什么基督徒理解这段经文中描述的耶稣和天父之间的关系很重要呢？这种理解如何塑造了我们的信仰呢？
In John 3:16, we have read that God Father has given us his Son, for that all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
在约翰福音第三章第十六小节中，我们读到，天父赐给我他们自己的独生子，叫一切信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus confirms the word here when he says that the Father has sent him and he is doing the will of the Father. He says the commandment he got from the Father.
耶稣在这里证实了这句话，他说，父亲差遣他上地球而来，行使使命，而他正在遵行他的父亲的旨意。他说这是从他的父亲那里得到的诫命。
And he says the Father is loving him because he will do his will and give his life for us.
他说天父爱他，因为他会遵从他的意愿，并为我们最终献出生命。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。